doers, mowing season is here. With Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, you can get gas like power with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower for just $329. With a runtime of nearly an hour, it's the perfect mower to tackle your half-acre lawn without a trip to the gas station. Just push and mow. Your grass won't wait, so buy it online and pick it up in-store to get out there sooner. Get gas like power this spring with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower, just $329 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Freedom!
I yelled freedom out loud. Gonna do it again.
Freedom!
I've done it twice, and I think I got one more in me.
Freedom!
Wowie zowie, that's a lot to process.
Do you
I'm still trying to figure out exactly what they said.
Do you remember when we tried to do the theme song live, that one live show that we did?
Yeah, what happened?
Boy, it did not work.
Why? Yeah. What happened? I don't remember.
You're going to scare Scott away from doing another live show, which we're always begging him to do.
Yes, I think we did not properly explain what needed to happen.
Oh.
Or maybe they started it without telling us.
Without telling us, and it just started and went, freedom, and then we was, yeah. Freedom.
Yeah, isn't it kind of interesting how you just don't remember some stuff and you just keep going?
But isn't it interesting how you do remember some stuff and you keep going?
Yes.
What did I think of the other day that I was like, why do I still remember that?
It sounds like you forgot.
Weird.
I think we should do a live show.
I think so too.
Please.
Oh, I think so too.
Maybe.
Scott,
what if we did?
Fucking look, yes. Dynasty Typewriter.
Look, we could do a tour as well, but
that's a tall order with this babies.
It's a tall order. And by the way, that's why the tour was so jam packed for the Comedy Bang
Full
Bang
of
tour.
Fun.
Full of fun, but it was why we did so many shows instead, because it was like a last minute thing of like, oh, okay, the baby's coming. Okay, let's do this tour as soon as we
Well, if we went on tour, I feel like we could do like one weekend here, come back for a few weeks, one weekend somewhere.
A few weeks. No momentum, baby.
But we could also quite simply do a live show and stream it and, you know, have that fun honestly, and make some money.
And honestly, that sounds
great. Why do you say no?
I know. What's your fucking deal?
He's like, I'm playing hard to get.
You're a real bitch. We've been trying to get you for a long time.
Well, it's very hard.
I'm going to set the date.
Save the date. What is it?
It's going to be
December 31st.
No, it's going to be.
I'm going to send an invite to all three of us.
It's going to be in the new year. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be
closer than you think.
Speaking of holidays,
I'm pressured to shop as we all are by consumerism.
Speaking of holidays,
were we speaking of holidays?
Thanksgiving. Yeah, I mentioned New Year's Eve.
Oh, you're speaking of
holiday.
It's Thanksgiving today.
Oh,
special Thanksgiving episode of Freedom.
We gather together to sing the Lord's praises.
Wow, that's a deep cut.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
What are you doing for this Thanksgiving?
What are you doing today?
I will say I typically don't celebrate Thanksgiving.
Really? As a protest against?
Well, I do feel now that I agree with that. It's mostly been that over the years it hasn't meant that much to me, and I've kind of just let it.
Yeah, I mean, has there ever been a person alive even nowadays who like celebrates Thanksgiving of like, oh, thank God that like this
it's
country exists.
The
oh, there's some
and
people.
The this and the that.
It's all about family
but
now.
I stopped going home for that holiday. And so then Mike and I kind of, we like to travel. This won't happen this year, but we were in Japan on Thanksgiving. We were in Germany. And I've been in London on Thanksgiving. I like to just be other places.
Yeah. Mm. But not this year.
We're going to just be with Holly. It's Holly's second Thanksgiving. I don't recall what happened last year. But I'll probably try to cook a little bit.
Did you dress her up like a turkey?
It's not. You know what? I like the parade.
It's hard to dress your baby up like
a... Don't dodge the question. Did you dress her up like a turkey?
It's hard. I liked the parade.
It's hard to do.
What is Lauren? Why are you
on? Maybe
going
I'll
on
cook
here?
And I like the parade.
Did you accidentally put Holly in the oven thinking it was the turkey?
Were you on acid?
And she was so juicy. No, I just don't really care.
So, about Thanksgiving, it's just not something. And because your family, other than
they celebrate and they get together, and I always did my whole entire life.
But I mean, you're Los Angeles.
Yeah,
you're with Mike and Holly all the time.
And then we had two pandemics. All the time. Thanksgiving, very anticlimactic.
Climactic.
Yeah, it sounded wrong. And I just probably will, it's gonna be low key. I'm like, maybe we'll hang
out. You gonna watch Loki?
I'll watch Loki.
It's fun.
I watched the parade, though. Mike hates parades, and I like parades.
Macy's parade is what you're talking about. The one
I hate parades, but I do watch the parade.
I love to get up and watch the fucking
parade. What's the deal?
Parade.
What's the deal with the Hollywood Christmas parade? Okay, is Toys for Tots like a weirdo right wing Christian organization?
I don't know, but wait, because what are you doing every single for Thanksgiving?
Person, every single person who's on that parade is like Eric Estrada, Dean Cain, like all these like weirdos,
right?
What are you doing for Thanksgiving? It's Emerald's first.
Her first, and I don't know if she's going to understand it, but we're going to drill it into her head.
She'll probably get it.
I think she'll understand it, and she'll understand the pros and cons.
Pros and cons.
She may sit this one out.
Yeah.
She may say, given what I know.
She's like, I just am not ready to make a decision about this.
Her grandparents will be there.
That's very nice and special.
That is very special. Three of them will be there.
Wow.
That's right.
Okay.
Three full grandparents.
I'm hearing you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the same room.
So that's interesting.
Fuck.
So that's interesting already.
This has never happened before.
Yeah.
Usually it's like one at a time.
Will be off
they've
the
always
charts.
Missed. They've always missed each other to the point where you thought one of them was pretending to be
It was a Doubtfire situation. Yeah.
It was a Doubtfire
Have
situation.
They spent much time together.
That would be so weird if your dad dressed up like your mom.
I would be.
It was like a Mrs. Doubtfire
your
thing
dad
where
dressed
like,
up like your mom.
Where like you thought you had two parents.
Yeah, I think
I was thinking it was Cool Ops mom dressing up as one of them or vice versa.
I just think it's
not that your dad was dressing up as your mom.
Yeah, you thought you had two parents, but it always, ever since you were a kid, it had been your dad, and then your dad leaves the room and dresses up like a mom and comes back in just because it's like a two-parent household is more stable.
I mean, you could get away with it for a while when they're babies with just a wig.
Sure.
You won't have to be that elaborate.
And maybe some
it.
Blush. And
well, I'm saying you like they're so little. You don't have to be that elaborate with it.
Yeah, but
you
if you
just change your
to,
voice.
Can I just say Holly?
As I get older, of course.
Holly was playing with my blush brush today. Mm-hmm. I let her have it, but then she was dragging it all over the bathroom floor and the kitchen floor.
Oh, like, goodbye to that brush.
Yeah, I was just like, this is
yours now.
Yeah, I know.
What do you let? You can't let her play with everything, right? But no, if she gets fixated on something, is it like?
It was sort of like it's kind of. I was getting ready, so I was kind of like, oh, here, just take this. It's kind of soft and new.
You're
and
not
she was
let her-
painting everything with it. And I'm like, it's just getting all sorts of new bacteria because I certainly don't wash it enough to begin with.
Are you going to let her play with Mike's gun?
Supervise.
He talks about that gun all the time.
Let's just be very clear. He does not have a gun and we don't.
He says, I keep it in the drunk drawer. Nobody's going to look there.
The drunk drawer?
The drunk drawer.
The drunk drawer is a great place to have a gun.
Yeah.
What is a drunk drawer?
A junk drawer.
I know, but I mean. I like the idea, though, of like, this is stuff that I throw in there when I'm drunk. I've been using it. I just throw it in there.
And I look at the end of the year.
Are you surprised by how many people you know that do have a gun?
You know what? I don't, at this point, I don't know how many people that is.
I don't know exactly because that's
I know
what
definitely
tells you.
There's a few people that I definitely know. I'm trying to remember the last time I was surprised where somebody told me, I was like, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think people should be allowed one and they should not be assault weapons. And
well,
that's it.
Yeah, obviously.
Look, we can all agree guns, they're great. And what a great invention. And certainly we need them.
Well, I mean, we really all agree safe. They go pew pew.
Could not agree more.
I actually disagree.
You what? Disagree that they don't
go they
pew go pew?
Good job.
Were you happy when you were able to imitate a gun?
Of course I was.
Yeah. How'd you just do that?
Elated.
How'd you do that?
It's weird. You're like, you're clenching your teeth together. And then forcing air out of your larynx, but then something's going on with your tongue.
Bill Nye over here.
Okay, he's literally the science guy.
I'm literally.
I remember once in an interview with Jeanine Garofalo.
This guy is literally the science guy.
Jeanine Garofalo, they asked her like some dumb question, like what's the biggest difference between, you know, male comedy and female comedy or something? And she said, I don't really know that there's that much of a difference. I guess men are better at making gun sounds.
Nice.
Interesting.
It's true.
Is it true?
That's honestly my big takeaway from Comedy Bang Bang. Women are just as funny as men, but men make better gun sounds.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Sometimes it's just that simple.
Absolutely. Sometimes it's just as simple. What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, what
do you do? Friendsgiving, or you go real close-knit with Janie?
I used to go home for Thanksgiving as well. And then stopped that after a while because I was also going home for Christmas.
And traveling at that time is that's the problem. We've talked about it.
Thanksgiving's too close to Christmas. Space them out.
Hey, I forget which episode it is. We reorder the holidays.
No, I think we did a great job.
Actually, what I'm thinking about this in kind of a fresh way. I don't think this is how I thought about this.
Exciting.
Before.
Okay.
We have at this time Halloween is at the end of October. Mm-hmm. Yeah. November. Has Thanksgiving
like
at the end.
Like 3 weeks until...
Then you have Christmas. Actually, my thinking is we need one at the end of every month that's good and different.
You want a good one like Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas every month.
Yeah.
Here's what I was thinking.
I really would like that.
The other day, because Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Halloween and Christmas, the two main ones where you celebrate it all month long. Like you start at the beginning of the month, you put out decorations or whatever.
Yeah. Thanksgiving is maybe you put autumnal out a horn of plenty. Or whatever.
You leave up some leaves from your Halloween decorations.
Where's your horn of plenty? But like St. Patrick's Day, it's in the middle of the month.
The one thing I would say is July 4th, you get flags, American flags, for maybe a month before.
Yeah.
Maybe a month before, but then I think
that one should count as a good one because it's got you got fireworks if you do it right.
You like it because your birthday's by it.
Yeah.
But actually I would say I always loved 4th of July fireworks, but
let's put it at the end of the month though in your plan because then you
have it to look forward to.
Yeah, July 31st.
Independence Day is the end of the month.
So those are the four good ones, I think. Okay, but what would be a good holiday? Like, what do you like about these holidays? Like, it's got to be different, too, because Halloween, you can't just replicate Halloween of, like, Halloween 2, Season of the Witch. It's got to be, like,
I watched the original Halloween 3 recently, and it was really good.
Which one? The first one? The original?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
I had seen it before, but I also forgot everything about it, and I thought it was fun.
But
what would kind of scary.
What would you like to have a holiday have?
That's a great question. I love how you phrased it. I just was in Canada, and they have a new holiday that the government decided called Family Day.
Oh, yeah.
We go a long time without a holiday, so the government said we needed one in here, and that was Family Day. I'm like, what? How sweet could something possibly be?
Yeah, what do you do? What are you
How
supposed to do?
Cute. I assume you hang out with your family.
Okay. Are there trappings like what we're talking about, certain ways to decorate?
Or? With a family, there's always a trap or two.
Yeah. John Conversationally.
MD. What?
John MD.
So it's February 20th. And let's see.
February 20th. Okay. So this is good. Although Valentine's Day, should that count? And make it February 28th?
I actually think it's too close to Valentine's Day. It's actually
Valentine's Day is stupid.
I know, we've already gone over this. I love the holiday, but I love all holidays. Okay, on Family Day, many people plan and take part in activities aimed at the whole family. These include visiting art exhibitions, watching movies, skating on outdoor ice rinks, playing board games, and taking part in craft activities.
Okay,
craftivities!
There's got to be some way to decorate it. You know what
There's
I mean?
There's gotta be.
And also, not all of Canada celebrates. Nearly two-thirds of Canadians reside in a province that observes a statutory holiday on
Canada,
the third
get
Monday
your shit together.
Wait, a statutory holiday that what?
On the third Monday of February. So it's not February 20th. It's the
it's
third
always,
Monday.
It's always a Monday. That's good.
So you can have a three-day weekend.
Yeah, I like that.
Nice.
I like that.
I think it's really thoughtful. Because Valentine's Day, you don't get the day off.
Like, Valentine's Day has the heart.
You should be able to make love.
With your whole family.
Ew.
Not all in the same room.
No.
Really nasty.
But all at the same time. Everyone is in a different room.
Valentine's Day has the hearts. St. Patrick's Day has the shamrocks. Thanksgiving is the turkey and all the vegetables.
So wait, what are you going to do on Thanksgiving?
What do you do on Family Day? Like you have the...
I think you make like... You make like...
The little stick figure like things that you...
You cards and say you love each other. Tell me about... Your Thanksgiving.
Tell me about your Thanksgiving.
Tell me about your Thanksgiving.
I'm just a little curious.
This year, we have usually been at home for Thanksgiving. Sometimes we'll be with friends. Sometimes we'll have friends come over to our place. We spent one Thanksgiving alone, and it was kind of great.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Once we discovered how fun it was to just not make any sort of pressure on the situation, we were like, oh, this is awesome.
It was no pressure. We had Thanksgiving food.
No, that's great.
But it was just the two of us.
It's just you.
I made a whole turkey just for you.
Yeah, we made the same amount that you usually would have for a Thanksgiving dinner for eight people.
Set the table.
Yeah. But this year finds us in Philadelphia.
Oh, home of the Phillies.
Home of the Phillies, the Eagles, the Flyers, the Union.
Mmm.
And
to what end are you there?
I'll tell you.
No.
I just did some shows in Brooklyn, the Bell House, did some Varietopias, and I thought it's the weekend before.
I'm just looking.
What are you doing?
My face was in my turtleneck, and I think I looked weird.
You had your turtleneck Robbie Williams style up to your nose?
I had it Dina Carvey style, turtle.
So I decided, well, why don't, I haven't been to Philly in a while, so why don't we take the train down? We'll stay in Philly for a week after the show.
A week.
And do you get a hotel or an Airbnb? What do you
get
like
a hotel?
Mm-hmm.
It's tough because my family is all in the suburbs.
Yeah. Right.
But there's not a lot of hotel options out there.
Are you going to be spending Thanksgiving, though, with family members?
Well, here's the thing. I don't know.
You haven't alerted them to the fact that you'll be there.
Oh, I have.
Oh.
I have. And my sister Ruth, who traditionally has hosted Thanksgiving, has said, oh, I won't be in town.
Interesting.
And I said, well, maybe we could all get like a dinner, you know, earlier before in the week before you go. And she goes, that sounds great. Nobody has said, well, here's what we're doing.
Maybe everyone's psyched that Thanksgiving is coming and going without Ruth.
Maybe they are.
Making them go over to her house.
No. Scott.
But maybe you know what? What are we going to do? We get to kind of be free.
We get to not do
plan.
Right.
Like
everyone's like, what would my dream day be? I want to go to the movies. I want Chinese food.
Right. You only get so many Thanksgivings.
So true.
You know what
so
I mean?
So true, bestie.
But at the same time, the pressure of having to do one every year is like, maybe this year they're kind of like, let's take one off.
Well,
they might be,
Ruth
but they should
town?
Tell me that.
Where did Ruth go?
She works for a travel agency.
She can go anywhere.
And she's like, holy shit, what if I did this?
She fucking, that's exactly it. She travels all over the place.
Flying.
Oh, wow.
And I think I could do that.
Yeah. It's really cool.
That's great.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's actually awesome.
Well, that's going to be fun. So you might have a Philly cheesesteak.
I might.
Or a hoagie.
I might. We might go to Wawa for Thanksgiving.
That'd be.
I don't know. It's funny that I still don't know. I guess I have to really come out and ask them, hey, does anyone have any plans?
And they're like, shit.
I think you do. So do you text, do you have family text chain?
Yes.
And so you could ask on that? Or how would you approach that?
I would ask on that.
Or do you call someone personally and ask?
Call.
Why are you interested in the process?
Because I'm curious how people communicate.
I would text. We're on a WhatsApp
I'm a
thread.
Robot.
Oh, encrypted.
Wait, is that true?
No.
We're on a WhatsApp thread because one of my sisters lives in Germany.
I love that.
Ah, wunderbar.
How did she end up living in Germany?
Well, I'll tell you, she moved from Philadelphia. This is my oldest sister, the first in the family.
There are a lot of Nazis.
She she could have stayed in America.
Oh, that's true.
She moved first from Philadelphia to Allentown, where she went to college.
Ching, dong,
it's
ching,
a bit on ching, the nose ching. If you're listening to the song.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's the sound of metal hitting metal, by the way.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, that's.
And then she moved.
From the song Allentown.
Do you know, I had a memory recently of staying overnight at her apartment downtown Philadelphia. And she had a guy stay over one night.
Woo!
And the next day was
getting
like,
a little.
Don't tell mom that he stayed over.
How old were you?
I was like, okay. I was, I don't know how old I was.
How old was she though?
She was 11. She had her own apartment.
And he was her teacher.
I mean, she was very precocious. She must have been in her early 20s.
Okay. Yeah. That age where it still is like, look, I know I'm an adult and I can do whatever I want. I am doing what I want.
My mom was still religious at that time.
Yeah, right.
You know, she didn't want to deal with the whole thing.
Of course.
But yeah, I've forgotten about that.
Yeah.
But I kind of remember her apartment. It was very, I remember thinking it was so cool to have a living space in the city.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Was it like that apartment in Flashdance where it's like a whole, like
it was
city,
a hole.
City block?
Yeah, it was just a hole.
And then wait, she moved to Germany?
No. Then she went to
she had sex with this one guy.
She's like, I
went to Germany.
I gotta avoid this dude forever. She moved to Redondo Beach, California.
I do know this.
My neck of the woods.
But did she have a job that took her to Germany?
I'm getting to it.
Why it do seems I have like to you hear will her never get story?
Didn't you ask how did she end up in Germany?
Well, I kind of am curious when someone moves to another country, how they make it happen.
Do you want to rephrase?
And I'm trying to tell.
Did she get there with a work visa or how did she make it happen where she was able to be in this country
I'm
living there?
I'm giving you the whole goddamn thing.
Mr. Police.
And you're going to like it.
Okay. Redondo Beach. It's 1994.
She meets a guy. She meets a guy. From New Zealand. Hi. They start a relationship.
Hi. Hi. I'm a Kiwi.
Hi.
I'm absolutely
Hi. He sounds so
Wait, is
great.
Is he okay?
Hi.
Hi.
My wife.
He's on his deathbed.
My wife.
Wife?
My wife.
So then they move to London together.
Wow. Okay, how did that occur?
That's not Germany.
I literally wonder how you can be an expat.
I'm trying Julia Sweeney's to fucking doing it tell
really
you.
Well.
Where is she living?
No, she's not bad anymore.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I took that so literally.
Oh.
Okay.
So then they started a business together in London called Friends in London, which was for travelers. They would come to London. It was a little bit ahead of its time that they would be like a sort of concierge service for you.
Cool.
To sort of do what a concierge service does.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Theater tickets. Their relationship did not last. They remained friends.
Wow. I'm impressed, honestly.
But she loved living in London, and so she stayed there. She got a job, you know, all that. Somehow she went through all the stuff you have to go through, I guess, to stay there. It was
took
less
the test that
difficult.
The queen administers.
That's right. Who's on the money?
She's like, and what are these jewels called?
I'm pointing at myself. Who has two thumbs and is on all the money?
On a mummy?
On a mummy. On a mummy.
Do you think she's a mummy now?
Oh, I hope so.
Well, I hope so.
I hope so. I hope they made her a mummy. I hope they're all mummies.
I hope everyone's a mummy because it's like.
I hope everyone's a mummy.
Tutankhamun. You know.
Tutankhamun.
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 It's like if two people fart at the same time, they have a toot in common.
Very good. Very good.
That'd be a good like Laffy Taffy joke.
A good one?
What happens when two mummies fart
at the same time? A good one or a typical one?
What do you call it? What do you call it when two mummies fart at the same time? Tutankhamun.
Tutankhamun.
How do you spell it though?
You have to spell it.
You'd have to spell like Tutankhamun and then do the parentheses.
I think it only works out. I think it only works out loud.
Yeah, you say it out loud once you read it.
Lauren?
That's how it gets.
You
got to
read it to your friends.
That's how the oral tradition continues.
Exactly.
You don't think Laffy Taffy jokes are being
Laffy Taffy?
Laffy Taffy. Are we at Germany yet?
No,
because we're coming up on a break.
London,
so she's in London.
Pie.
She is,
and it's all taken off.
She is also a singer, and so she's singing.
Wow,
with
perfect, she sounds just yeah.
perfect example.
Sure.
La la la, close.
Oh, la la la.
Very good. So she is singing with like this, what is essentially like a party an event orchestra, you know, like this big band that you would hire out for a huge event. She's the vocalist.
That's and interesting. You both sing.
Everyone in the family sings except for my little brother.
So you could have a little bit of a orchestra, you know,
a family combo.
We could have a family band if we wanted to.
I'd actually like to see that.
Who wouldn't want to see a middle-aged elderly family band?
What if you guys open for our Threedom tour?
No, Varietopia. Call Varietopia family reunion.
Yes.
You sing a song together.
Do you know Caitlin Tarver did that with her family?
Really?
Yes, yes, yes. She had them all sing on one of her tracks.
Wow, that's amazing. That's
so Drew was in there.
I think the Wainwrights did that.
A family of talented singers. It's just amazing.
Yeah. It's fun. So then she's in this band. She starts a relationship with the drummer of this band.
Boom, 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 boom.
Men will take you around the world. Is what I'm hearing.
What?
Men will take you around.
If you get involved with a man,
you link up with a guy, you're in a new country by morning.
Well, they lived
if you're lucky.
They lived in London for many years.
Yeah.
Then they got married and they moved to Germany.
Here comes the bride.
That kind of thing.
That Scott's on fire too. It needs to be said.
He's
nailing every
where
single
you
thing.
Press a button at each like
exactly. So then that of course is the sound of the Fisher Price barn door opening.
It's a great sound. It's like a bleat.
I love it so much.
Yeah.
I used to open and close that door all the fucking time. Yeah, I try to like really slow it down.
You gotta send a Bitcoin for that.
I feel like I'm worried we've talked about this, but I love the turning it upside down and a moo.
Oh, I love those little canisters.
Yeah, I love those.
What? That was so great. Why was it so great?
I have 20.
It's satisfying.
And how was it made?
It was satisfying. Oh, no one knows.
I know.
Okay, there's an actual cow in there.
Oh,
so
no.
They get married. They move to Munich.
Right. Paul, how much longer? We need to take a break.
That's not my fault.
I think we should take the break.
It's not my problem.
No, all right, we're taking a break. We'll be back.
Doers, mowing season is here. With Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, you can get gas-like power with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower for just $329. With a runtime of nearly an hour, it's the perfect mower to tackle your half-acre lawn without a trip to the gas station. Just push and mow. Your grass won't wait, so buy it online and pick it up in-store to get out there sooner. Get gas-like power this spring with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower just $329 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And we're back. Okay, Paul, finish this fucking story.
They get divorced.
No!
Oh!
Yes. Yay, congratulations.
They have a child.
There goes the bride.
Yeah.
No longer a bride. Like,
that's not a thing. I can't give you that one.
They should, when you get divorced, they should play the da-da-da-da-da-da backwards.
Too scary.
And then it makes you like your eyes roll back in your head.
Yeah. And Satan comes. Yeah. Like, I'm here.
Hi. Yeah, did all the sins, sweetie.
It's cold. Is Satan, everyone's so scared of him, but he can't even like appear unless you do like certain things.
Everyone's so scared of him, but he's like a little red little devil.
He's like a red little bitch.
Everyone's so scared of him, but he lives in literally hell.
Hell, know, it's like, dude, get an apartment.
You go on House Hunters and get whatever you want.
Yes. Yeah. You choose to live there?
Yeah. No, thank you.
Kind of lame. Okay. Go ahead.
So
they get divorced.
Kid, they do have
how did that kid feel?
A child. How did he feel about the divorce?
How old was he?
He felt good, right?
I feel like he was still pretty little.
So he wasn't totally.
Yeah, I think he was under 10.
Did the dad ever do a Mrs. Doubtfire where he dressed up like
he does
sister?
It to this day. And everyone knows it's him. It's mortifying.
That's really stressful.
Yeah.
Because you can't make it
Do you
stop.
Think Mrs. Doubtfire is about a guy who dresses up as his own wife?
No, I'm saying that would be a good version
but
of
if
it.
But if you, when your brother-in-law does the Mrs. Doubtfire, you can't stop him. Because if you sort of like try to acknowledge what's happening, he will just start being violent. It's sort of like waking someone up from like a really bad nightmare.
The idea of a guy impersonating his own wife and like thinking he's fooling his children is
so
Scott's funny.
Scott's just throwing it out there because he does it every night and he's just seeing it's weird.
I'm cool up.
You have a pie on your face. We're like, that's normal.
So she, the ex-husband moved to Berlin and she stayed in Munich. And she loves it. She loves living there.
Germany's awesome.
Yeah. And is she,
I've never been. I keep saying I have to visit her.
You should go visit her. It's so great when
I've
you
never
know
been
someone.
There either. May I also ask?
Let's all go to Munich.
Is she? Yeah, let's do it together.
I actually went there Freedom right tour. Before the pandemic.
And me and my sister opened for the show.
I should
have hung out with your sister. We had had fun.
Is she also there because she doesn't want to take the kid too far away from?
Well, no, he's in his 20s now.
Still.
He doesn't give a shit about all that.
I mean,
that,
he can arrange that by himself.
Where's he live?
Ooh. He was living at university.
That's a good question.
I think he's back in Munich now.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
I like this.
He's so also on the WhatsApp.
There are Tompkins all over the world.
In two places.
I love a WhatsApp.
Germany,
such a big
here,
crew.
The end.
Was that?
I love a WhatsApp with such a big crew. For me, it's just me, Mike, and my brother and his wife.
Oh, this is my, me and all my siblings. Well, not all my siblings.
Siblings.
That's another story. Me and my siblings.
Tom Cruise.
But now it's part of the catchphrase. Siblings. Tom Cruise.
When you make a mistake, you weave it into the pattern.
When you make a mistake.
This is how
when you make up a steak.
Beautiful vases with cracks have leaves of gold.
Yes.
And that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I'd like to go. I keep saying that, but I never.
I think it should be your next big trip.
How long?
You know what? It should be.
How long's the flight?
You have a great time.
It really should be.
How long's the flight?
I don't remember.
2 hours.
Yeah, I think it was 2 hours.
2 hours?
It's probably like 10.
But you stand the whole time, right?
You have to stand and you have to have your eyes wide open. There's no shutting or blinking around. And that's it.
Wow.
Do they spray anything in your eyeballs to keep them wet?
Sausages.
Oh, I guess they're
kind of just dangle them.
My dad, by the way, who's in the aerospace industry.
Oh, here we go.
You may recall.
Here we go.
We were talking about what's next for airplane travel or whatever. How do you get faster?
Wait. Is it called aerospace if it's just aero?
And is it called Aerosmith because they couldn't get the rights to aerospace?
I think so. Both of you.
I think that's a cheat. If you're just a helicopter dude, you're not in space.
I read that the show Aero was meant to be A-E-R-O.
Like the candy bar.
And they misspelled it and they're like, holy shit, now we have to justify it. This guy's got to shoot arrows.
Do you know what? I have a friend who in shop class or whatever it was, a million years ago, this dum-dum said, hey, how do you spell arrow? And she said, A-R-R-O-W. He's like, all right. And then he made himself a belt that said Aerosmith.
Wow. Great. Like the Kurt Busiek comic.
Absolutely incredible.
That's how it's spelled.
Oh.
He wrote something called Aerosmith.
It was a guy who made arrows?
I don't know what the actual plot of it was, but did this light get very bright right in my eyes, or did I just move into its path?
I think you moved into its path.
Okay. I'm worried about you.
I'm worried about you too.
Okay, so my dad and I were talking about what's next for flights
and
how do they get faster. And he was saying, this is his theory, that basically it won't be planes necessarily, but they will shoot you'll get onto a rocket.
No, I won't do that.
It will shoot up into the air
and come down in a new place.
And come down because the Earth will have rotated. It'll take an hour to get to Germany or whatever.
Oh, I love that idea.
Now you're in just because it takes less time.
Wait. You just go straight up in the air.
You go straight up in the air.
You hang out there for an hour.
No, you don't hang out for an hour.
The amount of explosions and deaths that will happen from this.
Why are you smiling? You're so excited about it.
You're like the Joker.
Lauren is rubbing her hands together.
Oh, wow.
She's got dollar signs in her eyes.
The amount of explosions.
You're signing a petition to elect you for Congress so you can enact this into law?
It's going to be absolutely intangible.
Do you ever talk to your dad about chemtrails?
No.
Chemtrails? Is that when Kim Kardashian farts?
Like Tutankhamun? Her and Kanye have a dude in common?
They were mummies.
Guys, are we going to finally talk about Kanye?
Well, first let's talk about chemtrails. I think it would dovetail nicely.
Okay. Tell me about chemtrails.
Do you know about chemtrails?
I do. I know that people believe in them and that it's sort of one of those conspiracy theories.
Yes.
And those white lines in the sky?
White lines running through my mind. Yes.
Yeah.
People say that that's... What now? Chemtrails.
It's chemtrails.
So you know a lot about this.
All I know is I think it's a conspiracy theory, right?
It is a conspiracy theory. And the theory as I understand it is that it's how all of the world's governments keep us docile.
Oh, like those little dust in the air is kind of causing me to
yeah,
breathe into the rag a little bit.
Breathe into the like
the government's rag.
You breathe into the government's rag.
That's my favorite song, The Government's Rag.
Yeah. So like
the government's rag.
The idea that the government was like, how do we keep people from rising up against us? Why don't we just have planes just sort of crop dust, like leave these trails
everywhere and keep everyone
look,
just like,
what about if people see it? Oh no, people can see it.
Yeah, they'll just, but
can you imagine just people? Some people just have very interesting belief systems.
Well, it's interesting. Boy, that's because, true. Because it,
being
I
as
mean,
neutral as possible.
If you look at semi-recent events, it only took a few hundred people to almost overthrow the government. So it's like, there's millions and millions here. We could do whatever we wanted.
And yet we don't.
Because of fucking chemtrails.
That's a good point. But I'm starting to come around on this.
The way to keep them away is, of course, to spray vinegar.
Okay, so it's kind of like cat piss, kind of like.
Is that why you smell like vinegar all the time?
I'm sure. I don't know what you mean.
So if you spray vinegar, it'll eventually waft up to the sky.
It dissipates in your immediate area.
Oh, so it's actually, the white lines aren't really as far away as it is. It's down in my mind.
The white lines are up there, but then all the shit comes down, settles down
so if I'm
over us.
What if you just like the poppies in
Wizard of Oz?
Yes, thank you.
Excuse you.
What in the fuck?
What happened?
Got an alert.
A purple alert?
Glass breaking heard. In my house.
Oh. Is anyone home?
I was laughing until I heard the in my house.
Okay. In my office. Huh, interesting.
That's really weird. You should definitely have someone check that out.
Glass breaking in my house.
I will definitely send that. Oh, I'm sure Cool App got it, but I'll. Maybe someone. Oh, no. You know, there's a refrigerator guy who is going to be working on the refrigerator down there.
Sounds like that's he's probably part of it.
He has to and your refrigerator's behind glass. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. Only used in case of emergencies.
That's when you're getting fixed. Could you take the glass off? We're starving. Lauren, did I answer your question?
Yeah. Why don't people just wear masks? Did. Oh, masks don't work.
That's right.
Oh,
only vinegar.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, so that's how we get rid of COVID. Just spray vinegar.
But there are videos on YouTube of people like spraying vinegar. Why have you been doing that?
Because I wanted to preserve myself.
For marriage?
Mummification.
Yes.
So I could eventually have a tune in common with my lover.
Here's the thing. If you want to be a mummy, just spray vinegar on yourself a bunch.
Well, you have to put wet toilet paper. Well, wet the toilet paper with the vinegar and then yada, yada, yada.
Yada, yada, yada.
Is she yada, yada, yada? Mummification?
How do you want it? Do you want to be cremated or do you want to be?
Why do you ask me this once a season? I have a will.
Have you? You have a. Oh, you have a will. Can I be in it?
Absolutely. What do you want? Like a dollar? You don't really need my dollar.
$20?
I'd like you to give me.
This is our age old question.
I'd like you to give me $100.
In the will?
Just right now.
No.
How much do you have on you?
Right now, I think I probably have like $60 or something.
Would you give me $60?
No.
Would you give me $50?
No, but I think having cash is, we're missing this in our generation.
Yeah.
This is a huge.
So give me $40.
Like being buried with cash, like mummies.
I think we need, yes, I think people need to have cash on them. Right.
In their coffins.
I agree. Agreed. That's what I'm saying. Give me $40.
I can't give it to you right now. I need it.
When in your will, would you?
I need it.
Would you please will to me? Something that would naturally go to Mike, but just give it to me.
My bra collection.
Collection.
These are the ones you never wear, right?
These are just in the glass case.
Yeah.
They're kind of like old fashioned, interesting.
Recent case of sagging.
Yeah.
Vintage bras, bra Funko Pops.
Yeah. No, you know what? It's already a done deal. I'd have to, in a few years' time, when I go to edit it again, I will leave you something.
Okay.
Thank you.
Leave us both something.
But they already did all the work of finalizing.
I know. Yeah, the notary.
Yeah.
I think ours was very vague, where it was like.
Well, I didn't include like all my objects.
Yeah. We were just
we included a few things.
This stuff goes to them. that kind of thing.
Hopefully we're not going to go at the same time because then.
That complicates things.
Although we did all
the three of us?
Yeah.
That would suck.
That's why I don't want to go on tour with you guys.
You're right. We can't all be in the same place. It's a buddy holiday.
You're the one that keeps bringing up the tour. We just want to do one live show at home.
I know. Idiot.
Hate this guy.
Oh, come on.
You hurt my feelings.
How did you know I was talking about you?
Wait. Were you talking about Matt?
Wait, go back to what you were just saying.
Yeah.
What about it?
What about what? By the way, I've gotten confirmation.
Our final episode.
I've gotten confirmation that it's the freezer repair man.
Wonderful. So we're so happy now. So wait, do we have enough time to go back?
We're so happy now.
Do we have enough time to go back to Lauren's topics and hear a little more about this? Or do you want to say
another
episode?
I also have a story inspired by Yada Yada.
We do have a little more time.
I'd love to hear Yada Yada.
Okay, what do you want to hear? You want to hear about the actual birth?
Yes, I want to hear that story. I haven't heard the story, and I'm excited.
So when it was like, hey, 5 centimeters, it's going down.
Going down, baby.
They said to us.
That's what Emerald said.
We're going down, baby. Baby. Whoop. They said, do you want to go get lunch and come back? So we went to.
It's so exciting, though. Were you just buzzing?
It was a little like, okay.
Were you making honey?
The whole time it was kind of like we'd been beaten into submission.
Right. For excitement purposes, for 2 weeks,
it's not happening, it's not happening. And now it's like, is it happening? I don't know. So we went to Red Lobster, which was across the street, took her ass to Red Lobster.
That's good.
And so now we think maybe on her birthday we go to Red Lobster every year. I don't know.
Aww. That's cute.
But we went to Red Lobster, and that was at 11:30. We got back by 12:30. Then we
went. Our lunch.
Sure. Just a sensible hour. Yeah. Went up into the hospital, and we had to like sign some stuff and all that kind of stuff. So that's maybe another hour. It's 1:30. And then our surrogate's husband is there. And they only allow 2
people. He is pissed.
He's like, who are you people? Happened. I go away for 2 seconds.
Only how many are allowed?
This isn't my baby.
2 people are allowed in the.
Well, he has to leave.
I have to leave.
Wow.
It's better that he is there because
he's comforting to her.
He needs to coach her through all of this kind of stuff.
It happened.
He's hold her leg. All that.
If there was a doula, if
hold her leg.
Okay.
Yeah, hold her legs open because she's like. I want him shot.
I'm keeping his
name. Not today. So he's there. So that's good.
So he's there and Kulop is there and I have to go. So I.
That must have been crazy for you.
I'm picturing you like looking in a window eating Red Lobster.
Breaking into a lobster.
With a bib on.
So basically, I am now in the situation that like you see in the old classic movies when there's a pregnancy where.
Right. Because the men were always waiting.
Always in the waiting room. So I'm basically like hanging out in the hospital all afternoon.
Fun.
On my phone. And then my phone is about to die.
Fun.
And so I go out into the car and just like chill in the car all day and all night.
This sounds like heaven.
How long did it go on?
So. By the way, I have a we supposedly the process is when the baby is delivered, we then get our own room. We're like the baby's taken to our own room, and that
that's when they get the stork, trained stork. They hang it on the beak, and then it walks into your room.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that would be really cool.
The noise he makes is like.
Lauren can't do it.
I actually was going to go for it without thinking, and then that's when I know it is all about that.
So I'm just in the situation where I'm like, doing the typical pacing the waiting room. And like, I feel like I need to have cigars for everyone there or something. But so at 9:30 p.m., I get it.
Post-meridian?
Post-meridian. I get a text from Kulop saying it's going down. And so I'm gathering and there's all this stuff that I need to take up to the room and it's only me. So it's like 2 giant armfuls of stuff.
Coloring books.
So.
Tampax.
Tampax.
You have to teach her about puberty now.
So I have I'm like, okay, I'll get all the stuff. I go to the, and the entrance is closed now. Unless you're going in for a specific purpose. Okay. So I basically gather 2 armfuls of stuff at 9:30 p.m. And I'm there by the entrance ready for it. 10:22 is when it happens, 22:22.
Aww.
And I just get a text, she's here. And then a half hour goes by.
No!
You're just standing outside with
this
shit?
I'm standing outside with this stuff, but also is there a problem?
Right.
Well, something.
That's the last thing you hear.
She's here.
God.
And then a half hour, and then I get a picture. And I'm like, okay, should I come up? Anyway, another couple hours goes by.
The torture.
And it after midnight, around 12:30, it's like, okay, you can come up now.
So what was the delay? Or is it
to do like certain tests and stuff like that.
That was why you weren't allowed to go, because they're doing all of those things.
They're not moving her to the room
right,
yet.
Right, okay. Yeah. Oh, okay, because you're supposed to be in that separate room, blah, blah, blah. Got it.
So I definitely
like trivia
got
questions.
I had always assumed I would be there and it would be like the whole deal.
Right.
Kulop got all of that and I got just basically the typical, you know, like 1960s man version of it. Where it's like, oh, I hear the baby's here. I'll run up to
that's
the room
and say,
yeah.
Leave the bar.
But that's great that Kulop got to watch that.
Yes, it was very good. And she's got some videos.
Oh, well, that's great. Then you got
The nurses all like took her phone and took pictures and stuff like that. It was very nice. But
that's awesome.
But then they just like, we get the room and we don't know what we're doing. And they're just basically like, here's your baby. Good night.
Yeah.
Take care of it. And we're like, oh, what? How?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. Anyway. So
Wow.
So then did you stay overnight there?
Stayed overnight there and would have maybe stayed one more night. But they said,
this is not a hotel, sir.
No, we were pressing to go.
Right, but I keep calling the hospital the hotel and then vice versa.
That's true. We wanted to go home. But,
yeah, of course. You've been there for so long.
They were like, maybe one more night. But then we finally got cleared to leave. You have to watch all these videos and stuff. They bring in an iPad and they're like, watch these videos before you can go.
Yeah, I guess.
It was like,
one
Rick
of them
Astley.
Is my real. Please be honest. Rick Astley.
Yeah.
About how to, like,
car
certain things.
Seat thing.
How to take care. Yeah.
Some safety. Know. They're kind of dated. I remember the ones that I watched.
Yeah.
Not the safety elements, but like the sort of. Like some of the like style of it was kind
it was
of,
good, but yeah. Anyway, so we got
remember
home.
There are only two genders.
Like, okay,
we got home the next night and
that's nice.
And yeah,
party.
So that's is. Are there any details that you want to know about that I've left out?
Well, I guess my first question is, what was it like the first night when you were home? Like, did you feel like, oh my God, I can't believe it? Like, what was your emotional
Because the night before, you know, it was one of those like every 2 hours waking up. It was just like sheer exhaustion. Just like, and we had to drive home from Riverside
right,
and all that.
That's just kind of nerve wracking to be in the car.
Kulop fell asleep. She was like, I'm going to be in the back seat. I'm going to be making sure that everything's all right with Emerald. And then I drove, and then I found out later that she just fell asleep right away.
Oh, she's fine.
So it's, you know, I don't know. It's been a bit of an adjustment.
Sure.
It's a big adjustment.
Mm-hmm. And now I think you told me you take pictures of her all day and then you at night you look at the pictures.
Edit the pictures. No, no, that Kulop does definitely.
Right.
She's like, all I do after, you know, when we go to bed is I sit there in bed for a while just looking at all the pictures all day.
Too. It's so fun.
It's so sweet.
Yeah,
that's
it's
so
very
cute.
Nice.
She's so cute.
She's very cute.
She's a perfect little clone of Kulop.
Yes.
Yeah.
Although she's starting to look more and more like me.
Really?
Too.
Interesting.
Which is
but not act like you.
Which
I think
not.
She's starting to act like
Oh,
me
that's too bad.
Yeah. All right. We have
She'll
to take
be
a break.
Beautiful.
Break.
Doers, mowing season is here. With Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, you can get gas like power with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower for just $329. With a runtime of nearly an hour, it's the perfect mower to tackle your half-acre lawn without a trip to the gas station. Just push and mow. Your grass won't wait, so buy it online and pick it up in-store to get out there sooner. Get gas like power this spring with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower just $329 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
And we're back.
Hello, Paul.
Hello, Nick. Yes, coming back in style.
Did it ever come back in style?
No, not yet. He didn't say when. I saw that guy in person one time.
Oh, cool.
That guy from Twin Peaks. It was very exciting.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. The Cat and Fiddle.
Oh, wow. I hear that's a good restaurant now.
I went there a long time ago.
Is it the, it's not the same place though, right?
Oh, I see.
I have not been there. I have not been like on that street and I can't.
We were on that street last night and we passed it and Cool Up said, wow. Hey, that's a restaurant that was in Santa Monica or something that the second location is now in. And
they moved it brick really by good. Brick. Oh, second location. Yeah, brick by brick. Oprah says never go to a second location.
It's true.
So, very quickly, the yada yada.
Uh-huh.
I was in a development deal back when that was a thing.
Nice.
And I got paired with these two writers to essentially write a sitcom pilot based on my stand-up.
I love this.
Back when that was a thing.
I love everything I'm hearing.
And these
what
two
people.
What
was it
people,
about? A guy who drinks eight beers every show?
Or? Yeah. It was about a guy who drinks eight beers every show.
Every
other page, he drinks another beer.
Another one.
The best music.
And these people and I did not get along.
Oh, no.
Mm.
We had different ideas about what was funny and what was not funny.
Well, that's already a rough start.
And they were like the pros, right? So yeah. I was like the dumb comedian who didn't know
shit. You didn't
know
how to do anything.
Except I knew some things.
And you know what's funny.
Yeah. And so we clashed a lot. And I could tell that they just despised me.
Yeah.
And they kept wanting to, back then I did not drive. They kept wanting to meet
as far away as possible.
They had a boat and they always wanted to meet on the boat.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
That's so insane.
And they had a boat?
They had a boat.
Anytime you have to go by the water,
yeah.
That's already way too far.
And then you're
down in Marina Del Rey.
No.
Had to go down.
Rich?
No.
Motherfucker.
And then here's what we did was we just sat on the boat in the dock. And it was like, I thought we were going to go out on the water.
Yeah.
I was like, if we're going to do that, that sounds fun.
I pictured you sitting at the dock and I was like, why?
Yeah, we're just sitting at the dock. And you know, like.
There's no
it's
need.
Not,
it's not
this
that
is,
beautiful.
This is not like a huge boat. Luxury boat. You know
there's
what I mean?
There's an implied. Like
so we're sitting on the molded plastic seats.
Right.
Yeah.
There's an implied thing when you're working with someone is that you meet halfway.
Yes.
And really Zach making the Between Two Ferns movie would say, let's meet halfway and then pick a place 10 minutes from his house.
Yeah, of course. So.
Yeah, I had coffee with you guys in like Westwood.
Yes.
So the thing does not go. Years later, they're working with a friend of mine on According to Jim.
Yeah.
And
your friend Jim Belushi.
Please don't make me name drop. But they were telling the story of working with me.
No.
Not knowing that he knew
that
me.
Oh, no. What'd they say?
You can't do that.
You never heard of him and you never will.
Wow.
After hearing that story, they talked about what an asshole I was.
And then after that story, with your name.
Yeah. That's and my friend's just going, uh-huh.
Of course, take it all in.
So then a year after that or so, I run into the guy, the husband of this team, husband and wife team.
Oh, it was a husband and wife.
Oh, well, they're just
and all they can afford is a shitty boat?
Well, they couldn't afford it for long because they eventually had to sell it.
I love that for them.
But he was like being so fucking phony with me.
Ugh.
And he kept saying, it's good to see you. And I wouldn't say it back.
Yeah.
And he kept like saying, it's good to see you. And I was with other people.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, mm-hmm.
I was like, yes.
I am seeing you.
Yes. But the name of their boat was? The yada yada, spelled Y-A-H-T-A.
Wow. Oof.
But it was not a yacht.
Oof. And that's why it was a...
And it was a reference to another sitcom?
That they didn't
very
work on?
Weird.
So later.
That they did not work on.
I'd love
this
to hear more
bad.
About this, but...
Did they break
also,
up?
Also, highly recommend the show episode.
I think I'm sure they're still together.
And are they dead?
I'm sure they're still together. I'm sure they're still alive.
I'll be Googling them later. Can we talk about the show episodes just for the quick reference?
Yeah.
I love episode. That show. It's so funny.
Janie's a huge episodes
fan. It's so good. If you need a show out there and you want something funny, that's the show for you. Okay. It's a husband-wife writing duo. That's kind of the premise. Then Matt LeBlanc plays like a version of himself. It's very funny.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. Classic great TV that people don't even know about.
Do you want a boat?
No, I don't want to be on the water.
Ever.
I get seasick.
If you could walk on water, would you?
Sure.
Do you think you would get seasick if you walked on it?
Probably.
That's the thing. If you could walk on water, would people like walk to England?
Yes, they would. Absolutely. You would just walk everywhere that water connects something to the other thing. Obviously. Does anyone here want a boat? Paul does. Paul wants a boat. Paul wants a boat so bad.
I would.
Paul wants a boat.
I would love a boat. I mean, you have to be so You have to have so much fucking money.
I know. There's such a waste of money.
The boat.
I dated this.
I don't think they're a waste of money if you have the money to keep it up and you use it a lot.
Well, nothing is a waste of money if you have the money.
That's well, then true, what are we talking about?
It's still a waste.
It's a waste of money. Well, not if you have that money.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I guess said you have to be so
spending it because it doesn't affect you at all.
It's not a waste of money if you like it and use it and you can afford it.
I think that
it's a waste of money if you're saying like, I can't afford this, but I'm going to do it and I'm not going to use it. Yeah, that's a waste of money.
I dated in high school. I dated someone who I dated a boat.
See, he's always talking about girls. He never mentions.
He's
the
always
boats.
Talking about girls.
But her family had this boat, and it was like the best boat situation I think, because it was in Huntington Harbor.
They got it at Best Boat.
They did. But where basically it's just like you can travel around this very serene water that's by everyone's houses and just these like
that's cute
almost lagoon and stuff like that. And it was like, oh, okay, I like this. But then. What for someone's birthday once, someone in Kulop's friend group rented a boat for like, oh, let's go out on the water for a thing. Everyone seasick immediately. Mm-hmm. They're just not
it's
worth
not,
it.
No. I'm not dragging people onto a boat.
I believe I've talked about it on our show before, but Janie and I rented a boat in South Carolina a couple of years ago, and it was so much fun.
Well, that's why I said you would want a boat because you would.
Is it calm and placid though? And like a.
Yeah, I mean, you're going out on like the, it's not like a lake. So there is, it's the river, it's the intercoastal waterway.
Okay.
And there are certain places like you cannot go over there and you can't go over there. And you have to be really mindful of how deep you are, because if you go too shallow, you run underground. That's a big fucking deal. Mm-hmm. And so there's all kinds of monitors and things like that, like little, not monitors, but things that monitor. You're not seeing. It's not like video monitors.
Uh-huh. But there's, up out of the river.
There's all kinds of gauges and shit like that you have to be aware of. And I like that part of it too. But you pick it up very quickly.
Yeah.
You know, and once you get the hang of it, it's really, really fun.
It's great.
I can't wait to do it again. And they shouldn't be letting people do it.
Why don't you go jump in a lake?
You know what? Maybe I will. Relax. You're at the lake.
How is that an insult, by the way?
Go jump in a lake?
Go jump in a lake.
Sounds fun. Well,
you're saying it to someone fully clothed. That's the implication.
And it's really just like, it's so demeaning.
They got their wallet.
It's not against the rules to take your clothes off.
No, it is. Go jump in a lake implies all your shit will get ruined too. Your shoes.
You know what it means to me is implied. I don't care what
that's
you
why
do.
That's why it's a bad thing to
no,
say.
No, it means I don't care what you do. Just get out of my sight.
How about go suck an egg?
That's nasty.
Maybe it's go as far away from me as possible, which includes the water. That's
just go jump in.
You know what I mean? Like,
you can only say it if you're near a lake.
You say go jump in a lake. You don't say the lake.
Some people say the lake. Go jump in the lake.
Who says that?
No one's saying that.
Lake people?
Well, they might say it.
Lake Bell?
Lake Bell says it all the time.
She says, go jump in the lake.
Go jump in this lake.
Oof.
All right, we have to play this three turn. I thought when you were coming back that you were going to lead us right into it.
I thought it was like not the right segment yet, and I got confused about time.
But we couldn't leave the thread hanging because it came up before the break, and people wash their hands 50 times. The phantom thread, the phantom thread. Okay. This is a three-tier we've played before. We haven't done it in a while, and I'm very pleased to bring it back. It's called Hey, Fred Schneider. This is an old improv warm-up where you say, you stand around in a circle, you're clapping, you say, hey, Fred Schneider, what are you doing? And then somebody has to come up with a thing that Fred Schneider is doing in the classic Fred Schneider voice.
I love it so much.
It's fun and nothing but.
All right.
Nothing but fun. Let's do it. Mm. And we all say, hey, Fred Schneider, what are you doing at the same time?
Yeah, yeah. And then we go around the circle.
And we don't speed up at all.
No, we never speed up. If anything, we slow down.
How many times are we saying it before someone has to make up one?
I think
once.
Just once.
Once, yeah.
Yeah.
Once. Yeah, yeah. What's the clap? I forget the rhythm of the clap.
Fred Schneider, what are you doing?
Right. There we go.
Hey, Fred Schneider, what are you doing?
Hey, Fred Schneider.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was, hey, Fred Schneider, what are you
it's
doing?
The same thing.
You're wrong.
I'm wrong?
You're wrong.
You're wrong.
I'm wrong?
Literally.
You're wrong.
I'm wrong? I'm wrong.
Someone's going to bring their fist to their hand, and it's all downhill from here.
Hey, Fred Schneider,
what are you doing?
Hey, Fred Schneider,
what are you doing?
Paul.
Putting some ketchup on my hotting dog. Hey,
Fresh Cider, what are you doing?
Going to the dentist for my free cleaning.
Too loud. I can't.
The claps are too loud?
I can't process what's happening.
Yeah, let's a little. That's still too. You have the loudest clap.
I think just, yes, snap.
I have beautiful. It's my beautiful hands.
Yeah, it's your princely here, hands.
Put your hands together
princely,
like this.
I like that.
Yeah, you kind of play it like one of those weird country instruments. Okay. Hey, Fred Schneider.
What are you doing?
Hey.
Oh, Fred Schneider. What are you doing? I'm going to open up my own Chase Bank.
Hey, Fred Schneider. What are you doing? Walking down the street like a chicken with a head. Hey, Fred Schneider. What are you doing?
Trying to learn the rules of baseball so I can play.
Hey, Fred Schneider. What are you doing?
Test driving cars with no roofs.
Hey, Fred Schneider, what are you doing?
Going off to Finland, the land of the Finns.
Hey, Fred Schneider, what are you doing?
Pouring ketchup on my dear wife.
Hey, Fred Schneider, what are you doing?
Counting the feathers in my new pillow.
Hey, Fred Schneider, what are you doing?
Going to the beach and looking at a crab.
Hey, Fred Schneider,
that's an actual lyric.
What are you doing?
Buying Twitter for $44 billion.
Hey, Fred Schneider, what are you doing?
Paying my fee to be verified.
Hey, Fred Schneider, what are you doing?
Storming the Capitol with some good friends.
Hey, Fred Schneider, what are you doing?
Catching a leprechaun and squeezing the life out of him.
Hey, Fred Schneider, what are you doing?
Catching a goose and squeezing the life out of them.
Hey, Fred Schneider, what are you doing?
Catching a Bigfoot and becoming friends.
Oh,
hey, Fred Schneider, what are you doing?
Shaving off my hair and realizing I'm the Bigfoot.
Hey, Fred Schneider, what are you doing?
Adjusting my pants till they fit real tight.
Hey, Fred Schneider, what are you doing?
Sending a Valentine to Dracula.
Hey, Fred Schneider. What are you doing?
Ending this song right now.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow. That was Hey, Fred Schneider, what are you doing?
I love it. And my hands are tingling.
My hands are tingling, and I hurt myself with my wedding ring.
Okay, so that's a good lesson for next time.
It is, but I will not retain it.
Get a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have that ring.
I made a vow.
I love that.
Isn't it weird that you make this vow and then half the people just go like, yeah, forget it.
Yeah.
Forget.
It's kind of great. It's an option.
It is. It's like a nice,
great, great option.
Great it's a option. Great backdoor option.
Yeah. I think they shouldn't make it so definitive in the vows. I think it
like,
should be
unless you get divorced, do you want to do this?
That's right.
All right. Well, this was a great time.
This is
it
a,
was
great
a great time.
Time.
Really
good time with you all.
It's good to be back, gang.
Happy Thanksgiving. I yes. hope that if you're like trying to avoid your loved ones today and listening to us, that everything's cool with you.
And if your loved ones are listening to this with you, they're keepers.
Yeah.
Wow.
And if they're saying, this is stupid, why are you listening to it? Kick them in the fucking balls.
Kick them in the balls.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that for them.
I love that. But guys, if you want to follow us on social media, it's at Threedom USA.
Yeah. We're proudly American.
Yeah.
I love America.
And
I love America.
You can write to us. I forget what the
ThreedomUSA@gmail.com.
That's what it is.
And send us Threacher ideas. And if you want to hear ad-free episodes of this, you can hear them at Stitcher Premium and also cbbworld.com. Oh. And remember.
Scott, I know what you're going to say, and I'm so glad. I was thinking the same thing.
Okay, what? Remember that.
Wait, I know what you were just going to say.
Lauren. Oh, so we say it at the same time?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. Remember
fries
that movie, The Poseidon Adventure.
Burgers.
Hmm. No, see, what I was going to say is we're re-releasing all of the old episodes. You know what we call it.
Of everything?
Of every podcast.
Happy day.
We're doing that.
We're doing
oh, wait, no.
What?
Just
a lot of work.
Just podcasts.
Thank God it's just podcasts, but still.
I thought I would jump to Happy Days. I was like, we got to do Happy Days.
Oh, welcome to Night Vale.
The oldest
stuff?
Show ever. Happy Days.
Happy Days. Yeah.
Well, it was set in the 50s, so.
It was the first show.
No, we're re-releasing old episodes of Threedom, so you can, and we call it Three Visiting
on the
Twos, because it's on Tuesdays.
On the Twos.
So this Tuesday we'll re-release another
one. Set in the 50s, and I was a child who didn't understand time.
Yes.
Did confuse me.
Really? Did it?
A little bit.
So anytime you saw anything set in the past, you were like, what is happening?
It was already reruns, you know? So it was like,
so this is from the 50s.
Wonder Years, I thought kind of was in the 50s. I sort of thought it was, but it never was the 50s, by the way.
It never was. It's never been the 50s.
It never has been the 50s, but I thought it had.
And it never will be the 50s.
The video at the beginning feels so 50s-ish.
I swear. World's going to end in 2049.
Oh, shit.
Blade Runner.
So please listen to the episodes. They're coming out every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday. Listen to, we'll release episode two this Tuesday.
We're going
to
release them this Tuesday.
Three visitings on the twos. I don't know what it's
three
called.
Visiting on the twos.
See you there.
Doers, mowing season is here with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, you can get gas-like power with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower for just $329. With a runtime of nearly an hour, it's the perfect mower to tackle your half-acre lawn without a trip to the gas station. Just push and mow. Your grass won't wait, so buy it online and pick it up in-store to get out there sooner. Get gas-like power this spring with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower just $329 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.